Peter Martin, economics correspondent with The Age, joins us on a regular basis.
The Adelaide Advertiser, it's not a bad newspaper in comparison to the Sydney Daily Telegraph. They're both Murdoch newspapers, but the Sydney Daily Telegraph takes a campaigning, in recent times, anti-Labor stance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to look at research on whether campaigning stances, anti-Labor, or, you know, if you could find one somewhere in the media, pro-Labor, whether these change minds or not. What do you think?
I don't know. Look, I would have thought. I have read your research, but I would have thought that it would take a lot to change somebody's mind, regardless of how well the case was put for the other side. It would take a fair bit to change your mind, I would have thought.
You're right. Now, you're unusual in thinking that I characterise how we usually think. We usually think that Rupert moves minds, but it's always other people's minds. We always think, we're okay. So the economists' way of thinking about this, the traditional way, is that we are rational viewers and we know that a particular news outlet is going to be biased. We know the extent of the bias and therefore we adjust for that and independently have our view of the world. There was one study of Fox News in the US, which is, it's like, Leon Biner's not a shock jock, but it's like, you know, nor is Jeremy Cordeau, nor did he used to be, but a bit like the Bob Francis, to use, although he's moved on, but to use Adelaide-ize the example, because Adelaide is not cursed with shock jocks. But Fox News in the US is a bit like the shock jocks on talkback radio. It takes a very anti-Obama stand or...
And makes their feelings very clear.
Extremely
yes.
clear.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, does this move minds? And because the US is where people study these things and because Fox News inadvertently provided a lot of data about this, it's been studied. They inadvertently provided data because it's a cable network and it was switched on in some towns. The US is full of towns, not like Australia, okay, full of towns, so there are lots of towns next to each other, which are more or less similar, switched on in some towns months before others. And critically, around the time of the 2000 election, some towns had it, and otherwise identical towns in the same state, the same population makeup and so on, didn't have it. So they were able to study this question, does Rupert or Fox News change minds? The first study determined that he did, indeed frighteningly so. They believed that the margin of Fox News was enough to ensure that George Bush won the 2000 election. Now, before you say he didn't win it, that's also true. But to ensure that he came through victorious and
sure.
became president after that election, they reckon that 3 to 8% of people who watch Fox News were persuaded to vote in a way they wouldn't have. Now, just 2 years ago, that people have gone back to that data and they've discovered something more interesting, which is that the views of people who were leaning Republican were very definitely enhanced. That meant, in the case of the US, that they actually went and voted, because voting's not compulsory there. The views of people who were leaning Democrat weren't swayed at all. In fact, there was, to the extent that you could measure it, they were moved the other way.
Mm.
Now, what we find, and this is what I find disturbing, a study that's come out this year entitled Why Does Balanced News Produce Unbalanced Views? Which is news of the kind I like to think The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald provide. That kind of news which reports whatever anyone's saying, and also does the fact-checking that we were talking about before, you know,
sure.
actually attempts to examine the truth of questions, that news that does those two things appears not to settle disputes, but to harden pre-existing positions. Now, what they did one experiment involved showing people arguments for and against the Clive Palmer proposition that if you cut taxes big time, you'll boost growth and you'll raise so much money from it, you'll get more money than if you cut taxes. It's actually an absurd proposition. But when people were shown the arguments for and against, those who believed the claim to start with, quote, ended up believing it more fervently.
Huh?
Afterwards. Now, the other one...
I wonder if that's just because they're just not absorbing the other side of the argument.
That's it. It's also just, if you like, stirring a muddy pond stirs a lot of mud around. And so this happens on death duties. You show... the death penalty in the US. You show people arguments for and against, and you don't arrive at some kind of understanding. You harden existing positions. Now, what all of this, and I don't like this, as I say, I don't like it because I'm hard to convince. What this tends to show is that people are hard to convince.
Mm.
That is that people have their own views. My father has just, the election before this one, he's voted one party all of his life, and just the election before this one, he changed his mind. Okay, now he was born in 1928, so you've got a situation where people tend to vote the same way, or they tend to be leaning the same way, and we look for reinforcement from news, and we're very grateful for it when we find it, which is probably why Fox News rates so well, but we tend to probably, and it's probably why people buy the Daily Telegraph, you know, in multiples of the extent to which they buy the Sydney Morning Herald, because people like reinforcement, and we don't actually like stuff that tells us stuff new or invites us to reconsider our positions.
I think Mark makes a good point. Mark called in and says that the influence doesn't have to be all that great. He says that Murdoch only had to influence a small percentage to change an election. Most Libs will stay Lib, most Labor will stay Labor. But a 2 to 3% change is all it really needs to topple a government.
Yes. Now, there is another view about Rupert. The other view is that ever since he moved in, on his first day at work, the news building was in North Terrace. I was at a speech where he said this some years ago. On his first day at work, he arrived at the car park, you know, after his father had died and he was bequeathed the Adelaide News, as it was. He arrived in the car park and the guard told him he couldn't park there. It was a long time ago. Ever since he became involved in newspapers, there are people who say he has always tried to pick the winning side. That is the side that was going to win anyway. He supported Whitlam in 72. He supported Rudd in 2007. And by doing this, and he was a bit neutral on Obama. He didn't support Obama, but he did say that he thought Obama win would be a good thing. By supporting the winner, you're then seen to be able to move minds, to swing elections.
You're seen to be influential.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you can, probably claim or attempt to claim favours because of it. So there's that view about Rupert Murdoch. I'm sure that's the greater truth. Look, I want to believe that Rupert can move minds. I want to believe that I can move minds. I want to believe that if I examine a fact and say, look, it's a claim fact and say, look, it's not like that, or yes, it is like that, that influences people, because otherwise, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I want to believe it, but the most of the studies tend to suggest that that's not how it happens. We're somewhat impervious to news.
Peter Martin, thank you.